it's a real disappointment, and there's no two ways about it. It's a real blow as well for Donegal and the North West in terms of the High Court decision in Belfast yesterday. The A5 project has been long on the agenda now, and that it looked like it had was about to make significant progress. The Irish government had committed €600 million to it at the start of last year, upping its previous commitment and recommitting the financial support of the Irish government to ensure that the project is completed. And this is now a real setback. It means that it's going to have to revert significantly backwards in the process again. But I think what's absolutely key now is that there's a full assessment done by the Northern Irish Executive in relation to the judgment from the Belfast High Court, also a review in relation to how to the process that led to this unsuccessful outcome. But really, everyone now needs to come together to make sure that the process recommences in terms of actually getting the A5 planning process moving again and getting back to that point where it gets a green light, because this project is absolutely essential for Donegal and for the North West. It's non-negotiable that it needs to happen, and everyone now needs to redouble their efforts and make sure that the process is recommenced and that it's set through in as timely a fashion as possible, and the issues that led to its rejection at the High Court yesterday are fully addressed in that process too.
And Minister, just in terms of, you know, this decision, it has emotional impacts in terms of the Enough's Enough campaign and all that went into that. And it also has, you know, economic impacts in terms of the benefits that would have come about as a result of it. And I guess a key word to pick out of what you've just said is that you labelled it a setback, that you don't consider this to be a final defeat, do you? That you think there's hope going forward?
Well, it simply can't be. But it's a real blow because, I mean, it was on a timeline where we were hoping that in the next number of months, work would commence.